kumlen avat gemara, reptachem gimel, omel aleph, rupedic. Mumin elu, now we're talking about koinim. These mumin that we spoke about by animals, bein kavuyin, whether they are fixed, bein oivin, whether they're temporary, permanent, temporary, posling by adam, they passel by a person as well, the rupedic, reptachem gimel. The yeser alein, we have a few additional ones here, which gemara will explain, hakiloin, when the head is narrow, a leaf turn when it's wide like a vegetable. We'll see a mark like a hammer. We will describe all them. Musharisha shakut, it comes to it as it sticks out. Muskifas, the back part of this is it goes flat. Ubali chatas, we have a hunchback. If you the machshir, if you a hunchback, is all right. Bachachamim paisin. Hakereach, somebody's bald. Possum, it is possum. And now these are we'll see the mumim which are just unbecoming. The mumim which are possum hatayda. There are mumin, like an animal mumin, that because you look different than other koinim, and there are mumin that just doesn't look right, like marim, that it's not edifying to be serious. And that's all like midrabon. Eizu kereich, what's a baldy? Kosher ain leshita shol shah, doesn't have a number of hairs going, mukefes ma'ezen lezen, from the back of the head, from ear to ear. Im yesh leher is a kosher. If he did have, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, amai, why are they puzzled by a person? V'ha'ika yabelas, one of the mumin that's written by an animal, the yabelas, like Simba Adam, that isn't, you don't find in the posse when it talks about the mumin, but a person doesn't mention that at all. But I in the Torah about them soon. Furthermore, you have dak tavul. You have mumin by a person, which is like a cataract and an intermingling of a cataract. You know, with the white and the iris and the pupil. The like siva behema that's only mentioned by Adam, not by behema, and yet it's possible by Adam. It's possible by behema. Why is it that some mumin by Adam carries over to behema, some mumin by behema carries over to Adam? Says the Gemara, Melev Yalfi Mahadadi. We learn Behema from Adam and Adam from Behema. Tan we learn, but Adam lo nema by Sena Bryce actually, by a person doesn't mention Yabela but Behema lo nema dak tavol. By Behema we don't find anywhere about a cataract. Menayin litnes ha'omer shazeh bazeh. How do you know to give what's here there? There's ha'omer shazeh bazeh. How do you know that some of the women that are here should be carried over there? Tan loyme we have a gedera shava. It says by it says Igorev. And it says by a person also Gorev, and it says Yalefis both them by both them two mumin that are written by both of them Yalefis and Gorev must be Lixeda Shava must be Lixeda Shava. Why? As Gemara said, Mifani, you must say. Remember, Gzeira Shavas, if there's nothing extra, we can always ask a kasha. If it's extra on two sides or on one side, then you don't really ask. Must be Mifani. Must be that these words are extra. Because Ilai Mifani, because they're not extra, I would say you cannot compare, equate an Adam and a Behema. Equally, you can ask Adam and Behema Layoliv. How can you learn the mumin of an Adam from a Behema? A Behema, in a way, it's much more serious because the Behema is actually brought them as Bech. Adam is only serving the Beis Hamikdash. So which one should we think will be more particular with? The Behema. So if we find Mumin by Behema, we don't find it by Adam, you can't automatically surmise that the same Mumin are possible by Adam. Shekain, he atzma kev the gab mizbech. She herself is brought up mizbech. On the other hand, Behema or Adam Lealfa, you can't, nor can you learn a Behema from an Adam on its own. Why not? Shekain is rabbim, a person has mitzvahs, therefore, or so many other areas are so particular. So it's a particular Mumin. A Behema has no mitzvahs. Who says we're particular in the Mumin of the Behema? So the I afnuye is when afnuye. Okay, true. So which is extra? Afuni b'fnani lichter v'rachim noteiros extra. Lichter v'rachmona yalefes. You have Gorev and yalefes. Let the Torah write yalefes v'loy boy Gorev. You don't have to mention Gorev. Because Gorev is worse than yalefes. Gorev is like a piece of clay. You know, it's all dry and crusty, and it looks like, you know, it's boiled. It's all dry and crusty.
So you're going to make a kal v'chomer within the gzeira.
Exactly. Shabbat. So that's how we know. Since the Torah was not, the Torah could have just said yalefes. Surely we know Gorev is also mum. And why does the Torah say Gorev? So Gorev is extra. By saying yalefes, Gorev becomes extra. And I mean, ma yalefes the loy misa. Ma the yalefes, which is not mis. Havi mum is a mum. Is a mum.
There's
no havi there,
isn't it? There should be two women written in one and the other, and from then I'll be able to make
it. We're saying here is that one of these words are extra. Yeah. By the Tater writing two women here, one of them would have told you about the other one. So the Tater made it extra to tell you, use it for Gzeira Shava, Behema, and Adam. Because on your own, you would never equate Adam and Behema either way. So Gorev, the Kizakhman of Lomeli, why Taka did the Tater write down Gorev? The reason why Tater wrote down Gorev is Lafnuye. They're both extra teachings, they show them in both ways. Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. Why does the Tater have to repeat the Mumin in both places by Adam Behemoth? Let the Tater write. You know, there's a number of Mumin that are written in both places. a broken leg, a broken hand. Let the Torah
give a list in one,
and then more quite, and then you have to get a shove and equate the other one. Why doesn't the Torah write all the mumim either by behema or by behema, the godav the yalefes, and then have these two extra ones, you know, godav and yalefes, hocha b'hocha? These are the only ones that you write in both places, and you'll say that the yalef, that the godav is for gzeis shove. Because the Yalefis would have taught us regarding Godav, and why is it written for Gzei Shava? Why do you have to write a blind person and a limping person, all these other ones, in both places? The Yalvid Hochav Hocha. And then we'll learn, once we've established Gzei Shava, you compare Behemoth, let's say, to an Adam, and on Behemoth, wherever the movement are written, we're going to carry over all the movement to the other place.
Just say the worst one, and you'll know all the others.
No.
You have a list. You have an existing one.
Exactly.
You have these two words.
Which would reflect that Behem and Adam have the same dinim, and you don't have to repeat them all again. So the Gemara, no. Yeah. Which one do you want the Torah to write? In other words, either the Torah write all the mumim by an Adam, and then we'll learn Behem from Adam, or you'll write all the mumim by Behema, and we'll learn all the mumim from Adam from Behema. Ikasa by Adam, if we've written by Behema, I would say, let by Adam, I mean, have a mean, I would thought, called the apostle by Adam, apostle by Behemoth. Whatever is possible by Adam, apostle by Behemoth. Now, there are a few mumin that are only applied to Behemoth by Adam. So, if you only list the mumin by Adam, you won't know these mumin by Behemoth. For example, colored, rounded legs, or chutin, regarding the back of the mouth, the jaws. By a person, our mouth is full of teeth. So, if something is wrong with the jaws, nobody can see. But by an animal, they don't really have that many teeth. So, therefore, if something's wrong with the jaws, you can see. But if you only list the mumin by Adam, you wouldn't have colored there, round feet. Or you wouldn't have a chutin there. The less the behadam, since you wouldn't have them by Adam, the behem and amilusu. You would think by behem also it shouldn't be possible. So, therefore, you can't write only by Adam. No, so, we'll lift the rahman and kula behema, write them all by behema. Habamin, I would have thought, called the apostle behema, anything which is possible by behema, is possible by Adam. So, what about certain movement that I'm missing by behema? They would never know by Adam. For example, Gabon, them know to do with the eyebrows, and a behema has no eyebrows. And Becharus, where the nose is sunk in between the eyes, Behemoth doesn't have a nose like us sticking out. So, the less the Behemoth is, but an Amelus, you think also. Trading Listu Rachmanu Kula Bechad. So, what kind of tether to that? Right, list all the mumin that both a Behemoth and an Adam share in one of them, and those unique mumin that are only applied to Behemoth or to an Adam, so put them in both places. So, put Kolut in, you know, by Behemoth, and put Gabon and Charus by an Adam. But the rest of the women, where they share, write it in one place. Why repeat it in both places? Blind and all that. Write them all in one place. And those which are unique to, let's say, Adam, that you don't find by Behemoth, those unique by Behemoth from Adam, and those that you don't find by Adam. And then you have God of Yalef, these are the two extra ones, in both places, and I'll have Gazer Shabbat. The love from Adadi. Ella says the Gemara, you're right. We have no breda but to say Kitanas with Rabbi Shmuel. We'll have to say what Rabbi Shmuel says. What did he say? He said that sometimes once the Torah repeats something because of a certain novelty, a chiddush. Once the Torah repeats something, the Torah already repeats everything. Doesn't just limit it to that chiddush. Talking Rabbi Shmuel, we had a number of occasions. Rabbi Shmuel said, Kol parsha shenemra v'nishin, any parsha which is said once and then repeated, loy nishnis ela b'shvil davar shenet chadish, but why was it repeated? Because it's a chiddush. But once you repeat it, you repeat the whole lot. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava, lo mali de kasher achmana mum ba'adam, mum b'kotchi, mum b'chari. Now you have three places of the Torah writes mum. You have by general kabbanis, then you have by a b'chor, which disqualifies as bech and allows a kohen to eat it, then you have by an adam. Why is it in all three places? You explain behem and adam, but now you also have b'chor. You would think that b'chayr and kachin, you could learn one from another or something. So like, you need all three. But he kosher achmana mum ba'adam. The Torah only would have written all the mum by Adam. So I would say, like we said before, shekainis rabba b'mitzvahs. We're so pedantic. And remember, between people themselves, we had in Igmar Baba Kama and other places that a kohen has more mitzvahs than anybody else. So we would think that a kohen, you know, is more chomer. Adam b'chayr, let us say by b'chayr or by behema, what you don't for, you can't. She came who at mekarev legab mizbeach. So before that, say kachim and say b'chayr, they themselves were mizbeach. So maybe we're more particular about the woman. And Adam is just serving the base of mikdash. Maybe we're not so particular. Okay, but what about kachim and b'chayr? They're so similar. Why can't you just say in one place and learn the other one from there? Lo yasi, you can't learn. She came to show say merechem by b'chayr. It was born holy, so maybe we're very particular about it. By kachim, who said we're so particular? Why can now let's go through that we just said before. Why can Adam Makachim she can't hang Atzman Kreiv in the same way we said before? Because they don't have Mizbech. Nu Bechor Makachim, why can't you learn the title just said Makachim, learn Bechor Makachim, Lossi, she can't do Shasim Rube. A Bechor is only by a male firstborn. So such limitations. Has to be male, not female. Has to be firstborn, not second or third. Mashayin Kachim is so many, such a variety of Kabbalah, so therefore we would think it's much more Chomer, because it's so much more ubiquitous. Says the Gemara, Chodim, Chodim, Asi, okay, I understand why you can't learn one from another, but Teisi, Chodim, and Tati, let it say two, and we'll know the other one. So the Gemara goes through each set. Mehei Teisi, which two should be written and which one should be omitted? Loi Lichter, Brachmana, Bebchair, let's say a mid Bechair, but Teisi, Mahanach, right? Because you're going to say what? But you don't learn Bechair from Kachim, because Kachim is Meruba. Look at Adam, it's only Kainim. Malahanah, but I'll still tell you what. The she can't do shasim merube that still can do shasim merube because I where do you see by koyim do shasim merube? Because mitzvahs, he has many mitzvahs, so that's why they're so particular. V'noyegin bepshutin and also you don't have to be a firstborn to be a koyim, you don't have to be a firstborn to be a kachim. No, okay, loy lichter be kachim, omit kachim. When they say mahanah, learn from pchayin adam. Malahanah she can't do shasim alein. A pchay is born holy and a koyim is born holy. Nothing you could do to become a koyim. Either you are or you're not. It's a biological thing. Okay, so it's chomer. Loy lichter ba adam b'teisei mahanach nei. Malahanah can hein atzer kirim mizbeach. Sai kochim, sai pchay, they're both brought in mizbeach. Tzrichi, therefore in all three places they had to record mumin. So the Gemara writes, yes, alein ba adam. You said over and above all the mumin that are disqualified, that disqualifying animal, a koyim has even more mumin. We said like the shape of the head, you know, like a turnip, the shape of the head is like a spinning a top. How do you know this? How do you know there's more additional mumim by a koyin? It says in the pasuk, "Kol ish asher boy mum." Any man that has a mum mizera Aaron from the descendants of Aaron. What do you mean? So we dash it. Ish sheshove bizarre shalar. Every person, every koyin has to look similar to other koyin. I mean, there's something standing out by this koyin, which is a mum, disqualifies him from doing aveda. So, if the reason why a coin is disqualified is because he shares a mum with a behemoth, or it's this additional mum that we say we learn from ish that have to be similar to the zar shalan. Is there a difference in the outcome, the prayer of the both puzzle? There's a difference. Whether the avoida that he did, let's say he is a baal mum, didn't he defy us, and he did avoida in the base of English. Is it valid, or do we say is it not valid? What he says like this. He says, "Shemei chuli avoida, because chuli avoida mum machil avoida. If you have a mum, like a behemoth, any avoida you did is disqualified. How do I know that? The chesiv, because it says in pasuk, mum boy, this person has a mum, he shouldn't work in the base of midrash. V'lo yechal lemidrash, don't desecrate the base of midrash. Clearly, if he did work in the base of midrash while he had a mum, it disqualifies the avoida. But the other mumim she'enu shove bezara shalad, and that other mumim, we say, look, he's standing out amongst all the other kainim, he looked different. Le'machil avoida, that does not in any way desecrate the avoida that he did. Okay, and my ikah ben she'enu shove bezara shalad. This mishnah we just learned right now raises these mumim that make you different than other, stand out from other kainim. But in the later mishnahs, we learn the other mumim instead of mumim is called marasayin. Doesn't mean marasayin. That means it doesn't look edifying to serve in a king's palace looking like that. We want, you know, people that, you know, tall people or whatever you'll see. There's two psulim because of marasayin, to do with the eyes. Shemaris ayin, ikebenai, the difference is, I say, are you over and I say. Somebody who doesn't look like all the other Azara Shalan is over passing in the Torah, and I say. Even though it says you shouldn't work in the base of Migdash, we say it's like an asay. It's as if we say those who are equal to Zara Shalan should work. And it's a lav, habon meklal say, is called an asay. And Mashenki Marasai is omid rabbanon. Okay, what's a kilo? And you said a kilo, the head is shaped like a kilo, like a triangle. The dam yoresha la chola, it's like the cover of a barrel that it goes up pointy, like, you know, the Vietnamese hat. It goes up pointy and then it comes down wide in the bottom. That's how the head is shaped. Okay, it's a mum. Obviously, it stands out. Lifter, it looks like a vegetable, like a turnip. The domination, your head is similar to the gadgalida, the lifter, to the head of a turnip. It's the other way around. Wide on top, and it's narrow on the bottom, like a carrot. The tana, we learned, v'tzavoroi oimid be'emtzaroish. That what happens is his neck is right in the middle. Everybody's neck is in the back of the head, right? Our head sticks out a little bit in the back and a lot in the front. This guy's neck is right in the middle of his head, so the head sticks out equally on both sides. That's absurd. Makvin, that's a hammer. The dummy racial mag look I had like an axe or like a hammer that it slopes downwards and it's narrow and slant. That this is one that goes like a slant. It's a hammer is it goes it's thick in the front, it sticks out in the front. Shiraisha shocked with one means like it slopes on an angle. When it's flat in the back, and I'm an inchy shockle piece. Take this little piece. Ton of it's a very shockle. If somebody's neck is buried down, nobody has a very, very small neck. It's a very small neck. The shamud, what shamud? Shockle. The chavia mechabe shamud adi shamud. So either somebody has no neck at all, and his head is sunk down to the bottom, or that's like flat in the back of the head. Bala Chatzos a hunchback, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the machlekes? Says the Gemara, if the hunchback is a psul or not. The ease be'etzim, if this layer of an extra layer of the back, there's a bone in there, kuliyam l'pligi, the psul, like everyone holds this psul. Keep pligi, the less be'etzim, there's no bone, just a growth. Ma'asavar ha'in ha'shav b'zah shalad, in fact, it doesn't look like zah shalad, so it's a psul ma'atayr. Ma'asavar karkuda, the bisra ba'almu, just a stick flesh that grew onto it, and therefore it's not a psul. No, it's big. You ever see a real hunchback? You're not somebody that's bent over. Somebody that has the back is sticking out over here, and he's bent over. That back sticking out is just a growth. Says Akirei apostle. Somebody's bald. He's apostle. That is very interesting. What's the definition of bald? We have two opinions. Omar Rava says Rava Loishon. When do we say that a bald headed is all right if he has a few strands of hair going from one ear in the back of the head to the other? Elish Ein Loi LaAchrav. When do we say it's a psul if he has no hair in the back of his head? V'yesh LeFon if he has in the front. Avul Yesh Loi LaAchrav. He also has in the back. No, but you have in the back and the front and the center of your head is where you're bald. But you have hair in the front and the back, then kosher. It's all right. That's why we're yarmulke to cover that bald spot. Cholshkein, she yesh loy la'achrav elavon. Sure, if you have in the back and in the front, it's all right. It's a very, that's a very a suitable kind of baldness that looks all right. The ain't lefon. That's one version. So according to this version, if you have here in the front of your head, in the back of your head, and all you have is a bald spot in the middle of the head, that's not a psul. However, if you could ask Master Sefer, the others are learning on the Sefer. They say, "V'im yeshle." Not on the part where it says if you don't have, it's possible. V'im yeshle, the kosher, if you have hair going from one ear to the other, is kosher. You know it's kosher only if it's in the back of your head. Oh, but Revelation, El Shit Lacharav, you have in the back, the angel, you have nothing in the front. You know when it's kosher if you have you have a receding hairline, it just works its way all the way back, and then you have here in the back. That's all right. That's very becoming. Avul yeshle, bein la'achrav, bein lefonav, if you have hair. Sigh in the front and sigh in the back, and you're balding right in the middle. Possible is possible. The choshken she yesh lefon lecher. Surely, if you have here in the front and you have nothing in the back, it doesn't look becoming. If you wear clothes and covering your movement, doesn't help. Talking about what you are on your body. I was once walking on Kingston Avenue many years ago, and my hat fell off my head. It was windy. And I was running after it to pick up my hat, and the shrouds was walking by, and he looks at me, and he says, "My friend, don't worry about it. You're not losing hair, you're gaining face." That's what Gemara is saying here. When your hair recedes, it's becoming. So we're all in good hands here. Not all, most. You're all right. Don't complain, are you? We had 30 years up in front of you. Okay. If I can write, with the ainlet cloud, the puzzle. Oh, wait a second. With the ainlet cloud, what happens if you're totally bald, the new hairstyle, where people are, they deliberately make it totally bald, or they are totally bald, then there's puzzle. If somebody is bald, or a midget, or has avalagonin, somebody has very wet eyes, teary eyes, absolutely all puzzle. Why? Fishane the shop is out of shaladin. But what about somebody who's extremely tall? Doesn't make it possible. We learned. The question is, what did Rabbi Yechida tell me? Some fashion mishnah. Kachoni, we just learned in the mishnah. The bold is no good. What's Rabbi Yechida telling us? Nanosin and midgets also tell me we learned in another mishnah. We'll see later on. And Zavlagot, watery eyes. So he says it here. It's we need it. Let me teach you. I would have thought the psulim of a midget and all that is only marasain, only drabbanon. So the Gemara, And the chilek is that you're not over an asei, you're not over an aveina, so on and so forth. And Rabbi Yechiel is telling you, no, the problem is you're not equal to the Zahra Shalan. It says Mefeish in the Mishnah later on because of Maris Ayin. So obviously these aren't. So what it said, East Nuk Tani, just saying that there is, but doesn't mean that the other ones are excluded. And Rabbi Yechiel's Chiddush is that being short or bold is much more than just Maris Ayin. This, from the Pasuk, Ish, and you have to be Shabbos and Zahra Shalan. Ushanoshu, you say, in the Pasuk, says later in the Mishnah, if the eyebrows fall out, or the eyelid, you know, the lashes fall out, if name Maris Ayin, it doesn't look edifying. So it clearly seems to say that there's only one Maris Ayin, the rest are all, obviously, because Ein Shavish is Arash Shalan. What's Rabbi Yechiel telling you? Name. Ma'at, I would have thought, Tony Chod, the Mishnah gives you one example. Vahu Adin Lekulu, all of them are the same thing as Maris Ayin. I would have thought that the problem of Ein Shavish, Arash Shalan, is only talking about lift on, you know, those are really crude movement. But if you're too short or bald, it's, you know, you, as a person, you're still right. Just have a little, you know, side issue. So maybe just a question of Maris Ayin. So therefore, we're Rabbi Yechiel's teaching. For the whole Kolheicha, the Ika, Med the Misna, Kahodar V'Tani. Yeah. So Kolheicha, the Ika. So I would have thought that the Mishnah later on is giving more examples. Ushinit Lushin Apostle Moshul Malasayin. It says there later on. Because the Mishnah gives us two examples, then it gives another example, and it says again, this is Maris Ayin. Doesn't that tell you that those are the only two of the Maris Ayin, the eyelashes? And also, the other one is about the teeth are missing, because by a person it's not so noticeable, so it's only a Maris Ayin. So, what's Abiyah coming to tell you? We don't know anyway that these few over here, bold and short, is because of Zarah Shalaran. But the Braita clearly says, Hakachoni, but not Sevzavlonik Shay Kosher, Lom, the Apostle, Mishra Maris Ayin. Man, who is this Tana? Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hakoinim l'rabas hakachonin." We follow Rabbi Yehuda, who says that koinim is to come include that. Fakir Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bold person can do avoda. The only reason why, because hakoinim, even kachonim can do avoda. It's only a matter of sign that they can't. Says the Mishnah Vayter, "Ain't like gvinim." Doesn't have two sets of eyelashes or eyebrows. Or ain't like gvinim. Only has one. He has nothing. Or only has one. There's one long one. Nobody, the hair grows so bushy that it just grows from one ear, one eye to the next. Zeu gabin. That's called a gabin. That's the psul of a gabin. No, that no, they're very long eyebrows, like hanging over your eyes. We had Rabbi Yechiel and we had also Rab when he said Shimi. Rabbi Chani, but I think it's only Mishias Lashnei Gabin. No, not Gabin. Do with the eyes. Gabin means backs. There's two backs, there's two eyes, and two spines. So the Gabin, the English Mashma, you're telling me Gabin means they have no eyelashes whatsoever. But Rami asked a question. Says Gabin, she yesh legvinim harba, has many. In other words, or very bushy. What that both of them joined together? How do you know if he has nothing at all, or if he has it's like one? If he only has one, not the other one, how do you know that's absolut tamalaymit? Oy gabon. So you're telling me that gabon means it's one long eyelash? That it's you know that he has one long eyelash? It seems to me that it means he has nothing. Amarava says oy gabon. Amarava zeh medrash oy gabon. We learn from gabon. We learn from oy gabon. And oy gabon comes to tell you that, you know, that it's one long eyebrow from one eye to the next. They say, remember the chayi, a person can live with two backs and two spines. But even when we learn how mapelas beis or snake gabon says, if a woman gives birth to such a child, we know the child won't make it. Don't have to sit the days of tumah. So what's he saying over here? That it's possible for a coin. I was already asked this question by Rav Simi Machil, Rav Omele, and he said to him, Simiat, are you the brilliant Simi that you're asking me such a question? Or such a great Chacham, what are you asking me such questions? You should answer it yourself. We don't mean literally two. It looks like two because it's bent. In another place we had that Rashi said that Rav would never look at anybody, always look down. And then he heard the voice, he said, oh, are you my Enikul Shimi, the brilliant one? And he said, oh, yes I am. And he complimented him. Says the Mishnah, Hecharus, Puzzle, what's a Charus? Eid Charus, Hakoichel, Shtei Einav Ka'achas. You can smear paint both eyes in together because there's no nose, no bridge of the nose between. No, there's no, this part is indented. So you can just continue flat and move on. Hakoichel, Shtei Einav Ka'achas, you can glue it together. There's nothing preventing it. Shtein of Lamaila Shtein Lamata. If you have two eyes, but the higher than the usual place or below the usual place. Or Ein Yach Lamaila, Ein Yach Lamata. One eye above the usual place and below the usual place. Or Roy Zecheda Leah. The eyes of Sazor, right, but you like cross-eyed, but not cross-eyed horizontally, cross-eyed vertically. One eye is looking up, one eye is looking down. Okay, we'll see the Gemara also cross-eyed the other way. Sochi Shemesh, a guy who can't look at sunlight, even just not the sun itself, but on the ground, the strong sunlight, it bothers his eyes. Or Vahzagdan Vatsaidan, that is, the Shanisha Dusa Einav of the eyebrows, the eyelids, the lashes fall out. All these apostles, but they're Madasayan. This last one is apostle because Madasayan doesn't look right. Talking about the Torah, I learned Chorus. What's Chorus? Shechoitmai Shekua. Your nose is sunk in. Chaitmai Soilid. Whatever. You have a very short nose. Chaitmai Boilim. You have a very, let's say your nose, nostrils are sealed, are blocked. Chaitmai Noitiv. Very, very long. And it's longer. It goes lower than your lip. If your nose is longer than your lip. All of these are possible. Nine high the apostles. I'm lame. Oy chodos. The oy comes to add all these other ones. You know what chodos is? Only if you can smear both eyes in one go, because the bridge of your nose is sunk in. Omrlo, I told him he flacked. You went too far. You don't even have to go that far. You're saying the nose has to be always sunk in. Even if he cannot smear it together, still there are all these other psalm we just said of koichol. Okay, we'll stop hearing things wrong.